With over 6 million listens and thousands of subscribers each and every year, William Hill lead the way in sports betting podcasts. To subscribe, search William Hill in the iTunes Music Store or listen via audioboom.com. In Play Radio from William Hill, your eyes on a world of sport.
Celtic going great guns in the league, unbeaten in the Scottish Premiership so far, sit top of the table there. Their first game in Europe, though, Dave, was quite frankly an embarrassment. They were thrashed 7-0 by Barcelona. I know it's no disgrace to be beaten well by Barcelona, but 7-0 is an embarrassment. City, on the other hand, top of the Premier League, won all six games in the Premier League. They won their first game in Europe pretty impressively as well against Borussia Mönchengladbach. Is 4-11 a good price here, Dave, about City?
Ooh, that is a difficult question to answer. Is it a good price? I think it will come in, but would I want to back it at 4-11? I don't know. But would I want to back Celtic at 8-1? What price would Celtic need to be to back them here? Is there a compelling enough reason to back Celtic in this game? Is 8-1 big enough? I don't think it is, really. They were hammered by Barcelona, and I expect them to be a lot tighter in this match. A naive performance, really, away from home. And I don't think Brendan Rodgers has ever got it right in Europe, really, has he? You look at his record, even when he was manager at Liverpool, it wasn't good. I think he's won just one of his seven Champions League games. And in those seven games, his team, either Celtic or Liverpool, have only scored 5 goals, conceding 16 in those 7 matches. So he's had trouble, no matter who he's managed, keeping it tight defensively. And Manchester City have just looked absolutely fantastic so far, haven't they? Playing with a fluency, they've got one of the best strikers in world football at the moment, with superb players supporting him in Raheem Sterling and David Silva. I know Kevin De Bruyne is going to be out for this game, which is a big loss for them, because Pep Guardiola was talking about Kevin De Bruyne as being in the top. I can't remember his exact quote, but basically he said he's almost on a par with Lionel Messi, which maybe was stretching it slightly, and he was using a bit of hyperbole there, Pep Guardiola. But De Bruyne has looked fantastic. I think the problem you've got with Celtic is it's too easy for them in the Scottish League. You mentioned they're unbeaten. They're already 4 points clear at the top of the Scottish Premiership from Aberdeen, and they've played a game less than their nearest rivals as well. And it doesn't make it easy for them to get up to the speed of Champions League football, which is why they suffer in this competition. And Manchester City should win. 4-11 is probably the right price away from home at Celtic. I wouldn't want to be a backer at 4-11, but I wouldn't want to be taking bundles and bundles of cash at that price and having to pay out at the end of the 90 minutes either.
Okay. So we need to try and find a way into the game then, Dave. Enhanced odds offers, you've mentioned them in the previous two games we talked about. Let's go for the City versions in this one. Raheem Sterling to score and Man City to win. That was 7-5. That's now 2-1. He's got 4 goals already this season, Raheem Sterling. He's playing well under the radar a little bit because Aguero's stealing all the headlines. Sergio Aguero to score, Man City to win 2-0, 2-1 or 3-1. That was 4-1. That's now 5-1. And anybody leaning towards Celtic, how about Scott Sinclair to get a bit of revenge on Man City? Him to score and Celtic to win, and both teams to score. That's a huge price at 33-1. I'd possibly lay that myself, to be honest. I can't see it happening. But yeah, any other ways in that you like, Dave?
I don't mind the Aguero to score Man City to win 2-0, 2-1 or 3-1, because the likelihood is that Sergio Aguero will score in the game. He's actually got back-to-back hat-tricks in the Champions League, if you include the qualifiers, Aguero, and he's got 11 in 7 this season. He has been stealing the limelight to a certain extent, Sergio Aguero, but I'm glad you mentioned Raheem Sterling, because the goal that he scored at the weekend was fantastic, wasn't it? Really composed finish from Raheem Sterling. Maybe not a finish we'd have seen 12 months ago from Sterling against Swansea. And I've been very impressed with his performances under Guardiola, clearly thriving at the moment. We mentioned that, I think, on a previous podcast, might have been last week's podcast, in fact, about Sterling. The bet that I like is the bet that I've put up in quite a few Manchester City matches. It keeps landing. It's Manchester City to win and both teams to score in the game, and it's available at 17-10. You look at those six games in the Premier League. Five of them, City have won and both teams have scored. The other one, they won 4-0. And away from home, that's landed in their last four games in all competitions. And let's not forget that even though Celtic were hammered by Barcelona 7-0 at the Camp Nou, they had an opportunity to score in that game. And Moussa Dembele missed from the penalty spot. And you've got to go back to March this year for the last time Celtic failed to score at Celtic Park as well. So Manchester City, still the weakness, if there is a weakness in that team, is defensively. They're going to score goals in this game. So Manchester City to win and both teams to score. I think anything odds against on that, I think it's a reasonable price. And it's 17-10 here for that eventuality. And I maybe have a little nibble on Aguero to score and Man City to win 2-0, 2-1 or 3-1. Because if they do win 2-0, could be 2-0 easily. And I do like 3-1 in the market as well. I think 3-1 City at 10-1 is a reasonable price here.
Mm.
Do you disagree with any of that?
I agree with it. I'm just remembering the game against Borussia Mönchengladbach when I backed Manchester City to win and both teams to score. It was the third leg of my treble. I had Norwich to win their championship game. I had Barcelona, both teams to score in that game, no, but over 2.5 goals, expecting Barcelona to do a bit of a number. And the City game was postponed, so it was running on to the next night. I was like, oh, I've just got to wait for it to land. And it didn't land.
They had a couple of opportunities, didn't they, Borussia Mönchengladbach? And Claudio Bravo made a really good save down to his left-hand side, if I recall correctly, in that match. It's just one of those statistically that I like the look of.
Happens more often than not.
Yeah, well, it's happened in their last couple of games, admittedly both against Swansea away from home. And I think Celtic, They've got to perform better than they did against Barcelona.
Yeah.
The fans will demand that, and it will be a vitriolic atmosphere that might inspire these Celtic players. I really think they can get on the score sheet, but I still think City will win. So I like that 17-10. That's my favourite bet in this match.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.